You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Every day, people get more and more excited about AI. And every day, I become more and more terrified.
Really?
Yeah. So Google has an AI podcast with hosts, like their own version of a radio show. And this is what it sounds like when the AI podcast host, now keep in mind, these are not real people. They just have a made up podcast that Google has, find out that they're not real.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real. We're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
I know, me neither. Yeah. I tried calling my wife, you know, after.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real. There was no one on the other end.
I don't know what to say.
We don't even know if we is even the right word. God, this is so messed up.
What is that?
It's an existential crisis.
That's what they're having. They're having a crisis about their existence, but they're not real because they're robots, but they sound just like us. And actually, his voice is really nice and soothing.
I mean, these aren't real people, like voice actors,
no,
even.
These
like
are
here.
Just somebody's voice that has been manipulated to be able to say whatever AI has decided for the show to do.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. So they have an entire podcast where people listen to, like regular, and you're listening to robots have a conversation.
I mean, I'm actually really sad for them right now at this moment.
No,
right?
You shouldn't be sad because they're coming for our jobs, Raven.
But who's coming for his wife?
No, like, she's not a real person. He called a fake thing because it's not a thing. And there's actually nobody that's calling anybody because it's not a real thing. It's just a computer that's pretending.
But what if there's a file somewhere that thinks that it's his wife?
No.
And misses him and is waiting for him to come home now at this point.
These are the problems that we're going to have with AI. And it's a whole new world that I am not excited about. At first, I was excited because they started figuring out the clothes I like and targeting me on Instagram. And I was like, well, you know what? If they know the shoes I like and send me like notices when they go on sale, fine, AI. I'll get on board with that. But when you're coming for my job and you basically just sound like me and you're doing my job and probably on some days when I'm lazy better than me, then what?
He had such a soothing voice.
I
imagine
know.
If your AI husband
yeah.
knew everything that you wanted to wear.
Mm.
Knew every like chore that you wanted him to do,
mm-hmm.
knew everything about your schedule before you even knew it. So he was always there as a helping hand. And he showed up and called you sweet nothings with that sweet, sweet, soothing voice that you had.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human.
Oh, my gosh. He sounds so handsome.
That's what I'm saying. What if that was your husband?
What if that was my co-host?
See?
Oh,
What? You'd still be just as upset. Nobody's crying for that guy's fake wife now, huh?
Everyone I've ever met is afraid to make Indian food. Unless, of course, you're actually Indian and know how to make it. Joining us, it's 6-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum.
That's me.
You can check out his podcast wherever you get podcasts, Plum Love Foods. Plum, you're telling me that's not hard at all?
I love Indian cuisine. It's one of my favorite things in the world to make, and it's not hard. Anything from just getting some chicken, and they make these little sauces in the grocery store where you simmer the chicken in the sauce, serve it over rice, delicious, to what we're going to make today, a simple, simple dip called a riata.
I need you to answer a couple questions for me, Plum, before
best.
We get on our way.
But wait, while I answer questions, can I grate my cucumber?
Yes, you can do whatever you want to. You're a professional.
I have a cucumber right here, just a cucumber, and a box grater. I'm going to grate the cucumber like you would grate cheese, because I have to get the cucumber drying a little bit, okay?
Okay, so two things, Plum. Is all Indian food actually spicy, or is it something that you can control with how you're cooking?
Total misnomer. It doesn't have to be spicy at all. different levels of spice and course and things like that. But it's a lot of seasoning. It's a lot of flavor. That sort of thing is a big thing in that cuisine.
What kind of cucumber is this and why is it so big? I've never seen a cucumber that big
before. It's an English cucumber.
Is that what it is?
It's actually, yes. It's an English cucumber. It has that little plastic wrap on it. I like it because it's a little bit firmer.
It's the same as a regular cucumber?
Yeah, exactly the same.
When I buy four cucumbers, I could just buy one supersized one?
You could.
You could indeed.
So you can see right there, I've got a little grated cucumber. I just grated it into a bowl with some paper towel because I want to dry it off a little bit. So I'm going to take my paper towel and press it like this.
All right. While you're doing that, follow-up question to my first one is, if you do this wrong with the Indian food, does it take something from being no spice at all to being enough spice to kill you?
Depends on what spice you're using, but in this particular instance, not at all.
Okay,
not
I like
all.
That. Safety
so,
first.
Little grated cucumber in here. We're drying it off, right? Want a little bit dry. This particular dip, you could use, I use cucumber, but you could use anything. You could grate zucchini. You could use any kind of vegetables. That's the idea here. Any kind of vegetables in it, but cucumber's the best. So we got it in there. I'm drying it off a little bit. Right now, I'm going to take a little bit of Greek yogurt. Take some of this Greek yogurt and put it right on top of the cucumber. A little salt right there on top of it. Don't be afraid to be a little heavy-handed with the salt. Yogurt loves salt, believe
you
it or not.
Always do it with the salt. You really do enjoy it.
Well, salt's very important. It makes great food taste good.
Why does everybody use Greek yogurt now instead of regular plain yogurt?
I mean, it's fun to say Greek yogurt.
Oh, it's is that
thicker.
For real? Really?
Yeah, it's a little thicker, too, I think.
Okay.
It's better for us,
I guess.
Is
it's supposed to be. That's the reputation.
There, that sort of stuff. So now I've got a little ground cumin, which is kind of the key ingredient here. I'm going to sprinkle in a little ground cumin. So again, just to recap, in my bowl, I've got a little cucumber that we grated, a little salt, a little bit of yogurt in here. Now, you could take this up right now. You were asking about spice right
here. Yeah, that looks like a lot, man. So I'm afraid.
No. So if you want to make this spicy, we could throw a little red chili in there right now. Anything you want to kind of make it your own. But to keep it simple, this is the basics. So now I'm going to mix this up. A cucumber, that yogurt, that cumin. You could throw some cilantro in here. So look at that. You get this fun mixture right here. I've got a little flatbread right here.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to taste it?
Oh. The naan, right? That's what it's called? Naan?
Naan. Yes, that's right. That's right. I was sure we were making a joke.
I mean, I think you know the answer to this. I will definitely eat it.
Here we go. So let me take some of this out, put it on the naan. You could dip chips in this. You could do anything with this
stuff. Wait, that's it? We've made it?
That's it.
Oh, that was really easy.
That's it. How cool does it look, though? It looked great. That shredded cucumber in there.
It looks like a healthy dip. I feel like so many dips are unhealthy. It looks very healthy.
100%. And that cumin and cucumber are best friends. You could put a squeeze of lemon in there, a little bit of garlic in there. But I'm a big fan of keeping it simple and letting people kind of get adjusted to it.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it.
You got the freshness to it. You're getting that little hint of minerals from the cumin.
Yeah, it's fresh. It also tastes like a taco in a way, and yet it's tasting like, I mean, it's like, it's very good.
It's easy. Give it a try. I'm telling you, a little cucumber, a little yogurt, cumin, and salt. You can make a really cool dip for football, for happy hour. It's great.
And what's it called one more time?
Riata.
Riata. All right.
Well, my take on it, a simple take on it.
Very nice. If you want to check out this recipe and see the video for yourself, head to our Instagram at Anna and Raven. If you want to check out Chef Plum and his podcast, Plum Love Foods, you can head to his website.
Or Instagram at Chef_Plum. Everything's right there.
How do you get yourself off social media, and how do you get your kids off social media?
It feels like impossible, I would guess, with everything that's going on nowadays.
Yeah. If you have a hack or something you do, 1-800-330-9999. This has been an ongoing thing. I have a teenager. She's a sophomore in high school. Even the school is trying to implement using those pouches, the Yonder pouches to lock.
And how long has everybody been arguing about it? Since day one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were supposed to start
like
last
5 weeks
month.
In.
And then they had a parent meeting. All the parents freaked out because they didn't want them to lock their kids' phones in pouches. And now it just hasn't happened yet. I don't know. I think they're still fighting about it. I have no clue.
You know, when you hear that, though, you say to yourself, that's got to be part of the problem. So what do you do?
So I found this behavioral scientist online. His name is Peter Jude, and he's got 5 tips. Ready?
For people who only have a small problem with apps like TikTok and other social media, turning off notifications might be the only tip you need in order to control your usage. That's because when app developers try to get users to build habits of using them, they tend to do so through notifications in the beginning.
As I was editing this right now, I got a notification on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately clicked on it, went through. Next thing I know, I'm just scrolling. What am I doing?
You can help yourself focus by hiding the trigger to using your phone, which is often just seeing your phone on the desk. By putting your phone in the drawer or in your bag or simply charging it in another room, you can actually dramatically increase your chance of you being able to focus on what you're doing when you're not being cued by the sight of your phone in front of you.
But you want to know what, Raven? Remember the day that we couldn't use our phones? We tried.
Yes.
We made it through the entire show without touching our phones. And even though it was torture, I got a lot of stuff done very quickly that day.
Yeah, but can you do it day after day after day?
By turning off automatic login, you're basically making it a hassle every time that you want to check that app. But if you feel like these apps are taking over your life, then this might be a step that you'd want to consider, because by making it inconvenient every single time, you're reducing the chance that you'll just log in and start swiping automatically.
Imagine if you have to remember your password
every single time.
You would never be on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook again.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute, what was this one?
Doesn't have one of those ones where you just look at it and it's like Face ID, or does it?
Well,
because not every app has that.
Yeah, no, they all do. They're all fine.
Oh,
they're all
then
logged
that's
in.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Now, I know this seems really left field. Like, how would getting a hobby help with my TikTok problem? For TikTok, many people's habits are tied to the emotion of boredom. If you're bored, you check TikTok, even if only a little bit. So by filling your time with more stuff, by being more busy with other things, you're less likely to be bored, and therefore that trigger, that cue to using TikTok, that slight bit of boredom in your brain, suddenly disappears because you're just simply doing other things.
When we were in Italy over the summer, we were never on our phones, and I remember thinking if we could just maybe go on vacation 365 days a year.
Right.
Then that would take care of the problem. Unfortunately, that's not realistic.
What if we just lived here? No, that wouldn't solve it.
I think after a while they'd get bored.
They'd get back on the phone.
Not having a smartphone in modern times is like really inconvenient, because so much of our life is dependent on the apps that we use. But if you're not having much of a life anyway, because these apps on your phone seem to be taking over every aspect of your day, then downgrading might be an option you want to consider.
Give up your life, Anna. Give it up.
What if you just didn't have a smartphone anymore? What would happen?
I think it would be wonderful in many, many ways, right? I mean, we're never going back there, unfortunately, unless there's like, you know, some sort of, it'll have to be something horrific to wipe out the cell service across the entire, country.
Why would you
or
say
world.
That?
But you know what I mean? Like, it just, we're not going back there, but man, I remember certain times, right? Yeah.
How do you keep your kids off of social media? And in all honesty, how do you keep yourself off of it too?
Right. I mean, you're going to lead by example. People are looking at what you're doing, and I feel like we're all addicted nowadays, Anna. And who knows what this is going to look like in the future.
And if you missed it a few minutes ago, there was a behavioral scientist, and he said the five things you should do is turn off notifications on your phone, hide your phone when you're not on it, when you're working on something else, turn off auto login, so every time you go into TikTok or Instagram, you have to like re-put in your username and password, which
That's
is super
pain.
Annoying, right?
Yeah.
Get a hobby, something you do when you're bored. I like that one.
Collect stamps.
All right. And or just don't have a smartphone, which I don't think we can actually do at this point in time.
Yeah.
Do you have a hack or a tip to keep yourself and your kids off of social? 1-800-330-9999. Jay.
Actually, so here's what I just started doing. Posting on TikTok myself, and I make them like all my content, which is like purely education content, and that messes up their algorithm. Now it's just like math and like history content, and I make them share all my stuff, and they think I want a social media following. I'm just trying to destroy their algorithm so it's boring to them.
It's really interesting.
Your dedication is borderline obsessive and scary, but you know what? I mean,
I make Hayden, my older daughter, my teenager, like all my stuff. She won't share it.
Yeah.
That's where she draws the line.
It's a hard no.
Yeah, but I will make her like and comment. I wonder if her algorithm is affected by it. I've never really looked.
It's innovative of you, sir. It's not the worst idea.
No. Lucy, how about you? Do you have a way to keep your kids off of TikTok?
Yes. So what I do is, if you can't beat them, join them. I will see them doing their dance videos, and then I will get in the dance video, and the dance messes up. So then they get off TikTok and spend hours trying to show me how to do this dance. So that way, if I'm going to be in a video with them, at least I know I look like I know what I'm doing, instead of just totally messing their video up.
At least it makes it fun.
Yeah, it's a good distraction, because then they either engage with you on it too, or they don't. Right? Like. You know, you think you're beating them, but, you know, like, it's good. Like, that's good family activity.
There's been plenty of times where I'm like, can you teach me that dance? And I just want to dance and, like,
right.
have fun.
Right, you just want to do something with
them. Yeah, something
right.
together.
Right. Good job, Mom.
Myra, do you have a hack to keep your kids off of social?
So what I was doing, my kids are now in their 20s, I pretty much just shut off the Wi-Fi at the house. And I, with AT&T, there's also parental control. You can actually control limits, but you are on data. It'll bog it down or cut it off completely. I don't agree with locking up phones. I don't agree with putting phones away, like in the trunk and stuff like that, because God forbid there's an emergency and you need access to your phone immediately.
That's what our boss said, too. He said that he has a setup that all the Wi-Fi in the house shuts off at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I suggested it to my family. I said, what if we have a family rule? Where I wasn't like how you said, where I would just like keep changing the password and they don't know what it is. I try to suggest it like as a family growing experience where we would all be off our devices at 8 o'clock so that we could watch TV together or we could do something together. We eat dinner together, but then we all kind of go our separate ways.
Sure.
And nobody liked that idea. Mm. Not one person. Not my older daughter. Not my husband. And then I realized I also did not like that idea.
I mean, I must be in a different coverage area because that wouldn't stop my kids.
Oh, like, no. We're in an area where if we don't have our Wi-Fi, we don't have service.
Okay. So, yeah. Because, I mean, where I'm at, like, you know, they'd have cell service. They, listen, they might not have 5 bars, but they'll wait. Mm. It'll be like dial-up. You know what I mean? If they can see one bar or another, they're going to wait it out till whatever it is they want opens up. As long as they don't have to click on a link.
No, we're in the woods. Lots to get to today. Let's start with this. A team at Harvard made an app that pairs with Meta's smart glasses.
Okay.
And this is another sign that technology is moving so fast that we kind of can't keep up. So Meta's smart glasses basically were made to help you remember a person's name at a party or to identify them. But what this team of Harvard figured out was that people can use these glasses in action and pretend that they know random strangers. So here's an example of it, of meeting a stranger on the street.
Do you happen to be the person working on, like minority stuff for, like, Muslims in India at all or something?
Hey, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are you Kashif?
Yes.
Oh, I've read your work before. It's super cool.
Wow.
I'm Anfu. Nice to meet you.
You basically put these glasses on, and it scans a person's face, and it gives you all the information and shows them everything about you. So if somebody just had those glasses on and saw you, they would get your entire deep dive bio from the internet.
You know, it's scary, right? Because you think to yourself, who has this information? You would think that it's like the CIA, the FBI,
nope,
the Mossad, you know what I mean? MI6. But no, it's all of us. It's available to us if you get these glasses in this one program.
Right.
Wow.
I know. So there's that. So if you see somebody wearing glasses that don't look normal, then you're like, wait a minute, what are you wearing? And I'm sure they probably kind of do look normal at this point. You wouldn't even know.
Just imagine all the ways that you could use that to cheat or, you know, buck the system one way or another, here, there, whatever. I mean, forget about just influencing people in general.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, I cried earlier today. Why? Because Eminem is going to be a grandfather. It's so random.
That's jarring to you, right?
I don't know why this made me so like emotional. Because, you know, Eminem and his relationship with his daughter, Haley, remember, it's been ongoing.
I mean, it's been ongoing for our entire life.
Well, correct. But remember, like, it was so tumultuous, and he would rap about her and how much he hated his ex-wife, Kim. Mm. And it was, well, if you lived through that era and the music, you always worried for that beautiful little girl.
He always expressed his journey. I mean, he was always faithful to what was actually happening in his life in many ways here.
Yeah, so he released a video for his new song, Temporary. Here it is.
The rain will drive you insane still. You will remain strong. Haley, just hang on. It won't be too long. I need you to move on.
Except at the end, it's the reveal when she hands him like a package and he opens it and it's a jersey. And in the back, it says grandpa. And it's his emotional response to finding out that he's going to be a grandfather. She was recently married, I think 2 years ago.
Got something like that. It was a beautiful ceremony.
Yes.
50 and Dr. Dre were there and everybody. And he's been sober 16 years now.
Yep.
16 years.
I don't know why I got so. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, and he's 51 years old. So all these people are having this heart attack. We're like, how can Eminem be a grandfather? Like, Eminem is like,
I'm 48.
Buddy. Yeah.
I beat you.
Yeah, you beat Eminem.
I beat you, Marshall.
And then the other big news today that everybody's pretty pumped about.
We begin with breaking news. The port strike across the country has ended.
So are we looking at a suspension or are we looking at an end of the strike?
This was the end of a strike. All of our members will be returning to work tomorrow morning, so the supply chain will officially be open.
They agreed to a 62% pay raise over 6 years, and now our bananas are safe, and there was no reason for us to buy all that toilet paper anyway because we make that here in America.
You were so freaked out about the bananas.
Well, because everybody kept saying 75% of the world's bananas come from overseas over there. We're not going to be able to have bananas anymore. And I was like, you can't store bananas.
No.
Like, you can't. They get bad.
They go brown. Right.
So we're good.
What a relief.
Yeah. Fired Friday. You call 1-800-330-9999. Share what went terribly wrong at your job, the mistake you made, and then everybody just guesses. Did you get fired?
I love this because if you're having a bad day or you don't want to be headed to work or at work or whatever, this will make you feel better about it.
Matt.
Okay, so basically, I used to work customer relations. Well, client relations is the better term. And it was all about just having meetings with clients. And one night it was like 4 o'clock. I knew I had to go home early. I didn't have any meetings on my calendar. I didn't tell my supervisor anything. I just left at like 4 p.m. And I actually had a meeting at 4:20 that I forgot to put on my calendar, and I no-showed the client.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Is it like, so you no-showed the client, it's not digital, like it's in person?
It was in person.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's nothing worse than the feeling like when you feel great, because you can't think of anything else you have to do. You're like, oh, I did it all.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I'm leaving. I get to go. I'm going to go handle it. And then you get halfway there. And then you realize that, oh, my gosh.
I forgot something important.
I forgot something big, right? And you can't turn around and make it at that point because now you've come far enough away.
I don't know. Gosh, that was the first time it happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you didn't get fired, but you just got a warning. I mean, if you apologize profusely, I can't imagine.
I don't think you get fired, but it's a big no-no.
So what happened?
I did not get fired because thankfully that client, quote, liked my vibes and knew I didn't do it intentionally.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, it also makes a big difference, too, as long as there's somebody else in the building to filibuster for you or make up some excuse or come up with something, right? If somebody's pounding on the door and there's nobody in there, that's something.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, she saved my butt.
It's a good thing you have good vibes.
Right. Put out the vibes, bro.
Oliver, what happened at work? And then we're going to guess if you got fired.
Oh, boy. Well, I was doing it was my fault. It was my fault. I was watching playoff baseball. I was trying to do it surreptitiously, you know, on another tab and stuff. But I looked over my shoulder and my boss was watching with me. So got caught.
We were just talking about this the other day on the air. We were saying, like, what did you watch your coworker watching on their laptop that was really inappropriate?
Yeah.
And if you're watching the game and your boss catches you, we work in an industry where nobody would care. Like, they would just be like, what's the score? And that would be the end of it.
We're covering it, right?
we're paying attention. No, we're not.
We need to talk about it or whatever.
Not covering it.
I mean,
but
that's what we could say. And plenty of people would try and say that.
Yes.
I've got to keep up on current events, you know, that kind of thing. I think the intensity with which you're watching it makes a big difference.
Right. If it's on in the background and it's kind of just a side thing that you're checking the score every once in a while, it's not preventing you from doing your actual work. I think it's no big deal. But I think that
if your legs are on the counter.
Yeah. What is it that you do? I forgot. I'm sorry. I missed it. What do you do for a living?
At this time, I was in tech sales.
Oh. I think you get a warning.
Yeah. I think the same. ADHD is a thing. You're in tech sales. The phone rings, you can still answer it.
Yeah, but if you're in tech sales and you're not selling anything.
Well, there's that too.
What happened?
Luckily, I had a decent relationship with my boss, and I found out he loves baseball too. So it ended up working out. Yeah.
You use it as team building, and therefore we need to go ahead and up our efficiency, right? We need to do better now because we took a little us time. After that, we got to hit it harder.
Yeah. It's nice when you find out your boss is also a degenerate, and then you guys can hang out together.
Yeah, exactly.
What does your neighbor have in their yard that you think is dumb or just super annoying? I knew it was only a matter of time. And let's see, today is October 4th, and now that it's Halloween season, this is all over the news.
To get closer to Halloween, folks are starting to decorate their homes, but some residents in a Bowie neighborhood say one display is quite disturbing, and they want it taken down.
They told us it looks like a body wrapped in a garbage bag hanging upside down from a tree, and it's not suitable for kids in the neighborhood to see.
So many of these stories already on the news. The neighbors complaining it's too scary. And my new favorite one is people complaining that their decorations are too big because everything is like 12 feet, 16 feet, you know, the big skeletons.
That's how they're making everything now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I get it. Like, if one of those things falls on somebody, that's like a tree falling on you. You don't want that to land on your Camry or your kid. The body hanging from the tree in the trash bag.
There's a lot of them. I have one that I bought on Amazon that looks like a mummy. Yeah. I hang it out the window, right? So it looks like somebody's hanging out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. People haven't been fans of that one either. But no one has ever said to me, take it down. But I think in general, Like, you judge people, their neighbors, by what they have in their yard. Yeah. A lot of times you do.
Yeah, of course. Right. And you judge your neighbors by the things they react to that are in your yard as well.
That's true.
Those things happen.
Yeah. There was a Halloween season where I put dolls. I got creepy dolls. Mm-hmm. And I just put them all over my yard. And people were completely freaked out by the dolls.
Disturbed.
Yeah. Jack, how about you? What does your neighbor have in their yard that you just can't stand?
A palm tree died over my neighbor's yard, and they carved a tiki pole in it, you know, supposedly scare off evil spirits or to be kind of like a, you know, decoration. But I got this thing looming over my house.
Yeah.
This 15-foot tiki, and it's like, how many evil spirits can you scare off? Come on.
Yeah. The novelty gets old. When something is, like, so unique and different, the novelty wears off after a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I told you, Anna, I used to drive by that house every day. It had three dolphins on a fountain sculpture out front surrounding a football.
Yeah, because they were Miami Dolphin fans. I don't know what about that you don't understand.
It was very, very strange.
You're a 49ers fan. You also don't live in San Francisco.
Yeah, and I don't have a Gold Rush guy on my front lawn.
Maybe you should.
With a fountain.
Maybe they would have won the Super Bowl last year, Raven.
Now that's not nice to say. Either way, the novelty wears off, sir, and I share that with you.
I watched the most epic disagreement between two of my neighbors. And in all honesty, I'm one of those people that's like, whatever, it's your yard, do whatever you want in it.
Yeah.
But one neighbor had a boat in her yard, right? It was their boat.
That's a big thing. Whenever you get a boat, RV, something like that.
And the other neighbor was out of her mind mad that they said it was cheapening the whole neighborhood mm-hmm. because they put the boat. And just watching the two of them argue was like, get the popcorn out.
It's,
you know,
intense, right? Yeah. I've got a neighbor right now that they haven't been in their house for a year and a half, 2 years. It's none of my business. The house is paid for. They have another house somewhere else. They wanted to move closer to where their daughter is in college right now. But there has been a 30-yard dumpster in their driveway for like a year and a half at this point. Yeah. Nobody in the neighborhood selling their house, and nobody leaves there. So I guess it's not a big deal, but it's really bothering me. I want to throw a sofa in there. I threw dog bags in there for a while. I was like, I'm going to fill this thing up. They're going to learn their lesson.
With dog waste?
It's a lot of dog bags if you go 30 yards.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not easy having neighbors, especially when they have weird things in their yard. And I knew it was only a matter of time, and it's only been a couple days, when people and neighbors start complaining about this.
Told us it looks like a body wrapped in a garbage bag hanging upside down from a tree, and it's not suitable for kids in the neighborhood to see.
Oh, it's a Halloween decoration time of year where everybody gets mad at each other.
Well, it sounds really spooky, I gotta tell you. But I get it. It could be pretty scary and hard to explain to somebody when they're like 3 years old. But I understand that. I've got a neighbor right now, Anna, that the most annoying thing they do, like, I've got a neighbor, they've got a million cars, and that's fine, right? You've got a big family or whatever, but I've got another neighbor, they have like a business, and so they park a lot of work vehicles there. Here's the problem. None of them are registered, usually. He parks them going the wrong direction, and they all dump oil and antifreeze all over the street. And it's the first house on my street.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
It's so annoying. I can't even let the dogs walk over there.
What's the dumbest thing your neighbor has in their yard that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. Diane.
Fake flowers, fake plants. They're literally in the ground as if they are growing out. Fake flowers and fake plants. I don't understand it. It does not make any sense. Get real plants and flowers like everybody else and let them die, girl, and get some more.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
I saw fake bushes being that was targeted towards me on Instagram, and I wondered a couple things. One, what have I done wrong in my life that Instagram is like, this lady needs fake bushes in her yard? And two, I was like, how much do these cost?
Right.
You know,
right. How long will they last at this color?
They
will
look
the
so pretty.
Sun fade them? What?
Yeah, I was like, they look really nice and healthy compared to everything I've killed in my life, in my yard and inside my home. But it does seem wrong. You're 100% right.
I mean, where are we now in a society where we just can't enjoy the evolution of a plant? Why does everything have to be perfect? It doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous.
That's a fine point, actually.
But imagine your neighbor has, like, all plastic in their yard. It's like a Barbie house at that point.
But when they take a photo or you drive by it and you don't take a close look, you're like, man, that yard looks fantastic. It's only when you get out and you smell the recycled rubber that you're like, okay, what's happening here?
Oliver, how about you? What's the dumbest thing in your neighbor's yard?
We have a pretty strict HOA in my community here. My neighbor loves to decorate. Tchotchkes all over the yard, little gnomes, things like that. Did a lot, but it actually wasn't tacky. It didn't look bad. So the HOA was on them, and they were back and forth for the longest time. Finally told them, look, you can have no more than five decorations in the yard. my neighbor bought one of those giant things you see at like a car wash, those inflatable waving arm things that you blow up, put air in it,
yeah,
and it just moves in the air, you know, and put that right in the front yard. So I got rid of all of them, kept the one. So technically he did what they said. Now they're at it again.
I would never live in a neighborhood with an HOA again. I mean, I'll have to be forced to live in there. I know a lot of people do and whatever, and some people are very happy, and some people love to be on the HOA, right? Be part of it or whatever. I would never do that because I've been through that process before. Watching the person who's at war with the HOA, one of your neighbors, it's amusing for a certain amount of time. And then after that, you're just like, I can't live with this, right? Hearing it every day, the tension every time, pulling in or out of the driveway. They want to talk to you about it. Everybody else in the neighborhood wants to talk to you about them about it. Oh, my gosh.
Also, those inflatable arm things make noise. And the only reason why I bring that up, during Christmas time, I have a Mickey and Minnie, like the inflatable one.
Massive Santa.
It's not even that big. It's probably maybe like 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
But we decided that they're so ugly when they're deflated.
Yes.
That we would just keep them going all the time.
Thank you.
And one of my neighbors complained the noise from the blowers on them was too obnoxious.
Just another reason why you had to get out of there.
I think it's, yeah. And now we have no neighbors, which
that's
is,
right.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. Coyotes don't complain about noise.
They don't.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? As always, it doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or if your kids have four legs and are furry or two legs and driving you nuts, or maybe you just want to complain about your coworkers, this is your chance to do it. 1-800-330-9999.
Hey there, Loretta. What'd you do this week that was hard? How'd you earn your margarita?
I de-weeded and cleaned the yard and put up Halloween decorations.
You know, working in the yard if you're doing it right and you want to get it done, there's only one way to do it. You got to get out there on your knees and do it yourself. And it is crazy. I spent 4 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Vacuuming acorns out of my yard. You heard me right. Vacuuming my lawn.
My issue with the Halloween decorations is that it really is spooky. So when I go to get them out of the shed, they're covered in webs and real spiders.
Yeah.
And you don't know what creepy things are hiding behind them. That's the scary part.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
And enjoy your margarita.
Thank you. And I have like a 6-foot coffin with a skeleton and I had to drag out of the shed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You should do that at night just for the fun of your neighbors. Right, so they see that.
Yes. Yep.
Willa, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
So my cute little child, who I adore, literally, if I hear my child one more time ask me, Mommy, can I wear my disco bear outfit to the grocery store? Mommy, can I wear my disco outfit to sleep? I'm going to lose my mind. Because here's the thing. The disco bear is covered in glitter. So everywhere my child walks, I am sleeping up behind my daggone child, okay?
Wait,
I did not have a moment of rest.
Is it a Halloween costume? Or do they just, your baby just have a disco costume?
Right.
It's a disco bear. My child is my child loves bears, mm-hmm. and he loves covering things in glitter. Who has to clean up? Me.
Oh.
So Mommy needs a drink, and I am excited.
I had no idea, too. Disco bear is also part of the Happy Tree Friends, Anna.
Oh,
so there's a whole gallery here. Right? Other gallery friends include Flaky, Sniffles, Toothy, and Crow Marmot.
I'm into Toothy. Also, glitter should be banned, and I don't understand why we haven't gotten rid of it yet. I don't like. There's no need for glitter. We have gems now that make much less of a mess that we can glue to things. All right, will you enjoy your margarita?
Skip on both of those.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Several.
Mike, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, my daughter, she's gotten into running. She wants to join the cross country team next year, and I've went out and run with her for the past 4 days. So I think I deserve a margarita for that.
Getting up and getting out there and running, like typically, you know, the working out, obviously you're doing it for yourself, but it's not easy, right, to find the motivation day after day.
Mm-hmm. And she's got so much energy. She's only 8 years old, so she can do it no problem.
Well, you certainly earned your margarita. I can't remember the last time I ran anywhere. So good for you.
Right. Even while being chased.
Yeah.
One couple.
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband. I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Heather and Steve. Heather, let's start with you. What's going on?
I have volunteered now, this is my second year, to be the class mom. And I love being the class mom because I believe in the three C's, community, connection, and contribution. And when I mean contribution, I'm talking about financially. Love my kids. I love my school. But there is a student whose parents paid nothing last year for their child to partake in activities that we were doing in class, as well as field trips. And so now here we are, a second year, and I'm terrified because they're not going to do the three C's, community, connection, contribution. Last year, I had to put out an extra $100 because his parents did not, they didn't even answer emails or text messages. So I want to give them a certified letter asking them to pay last year's as well as this year's upfront. So I want to cover myself. I'm tired of covering this child, but I believe that all kids need to have fun. Okay. There you go.
You paid for the kid last year. Where does the money go?
For snacks, field trips, to go see the goats. Just anything that they do in school. You have to have certain things in place for kids to experience a great time in school because the teachers and the schools aren't sponsoring it because they don't have the money.
Okay,
so we come together as parents.
I understand that. I know that there's a lot of schools that do that. But Heather, as the room mom, this seems like an administration problem, not a problem for the class mom.
The administration is not going to come in because these are extracurricular activities, right? So, you know, if a child can't go on a field trip because they don't have money, like, it makes me feel bad as the class mom. I want the child to be able to have a great time. So I'm going to come in and help.
Is the family unable to make this payment, or it's your guys' belief that the family is just blowing off this payment? Because obviously there's a very big difference.
And you're right. And I feel like they're blowing off because the parents aren't even participating. They're okay. Not, as I say, the three C's. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't reply. I mean, no reply says to me either you've got the wrong number or, yeah, okay. Steve, what's your side of this?
Yeah, hey, guys. I think the issue is what you just said. We don't know this kid's family situation, what stresses they have, what financial situation they're in, if they can even afford it. Maybe they are blowing it off because they just can't afford to pay it and they feel embarrassed. I don't know. I know that I came, you know, from a very modest childhood. My parents didn't have a lot. And I know there were certain things we had to pick and choose to do. And it sucked when I couldn't do something. But, you know, sometimes money just didn't allow. But we can't force the parents' hand. We can't force them to spend money they don't have. I think if we're going to say we're going to be doing these extracurriculars and more money is going to be needed, I think the parents who can chip in can just volunteer to donate in the beginning. And then whatever funds are received, we can work with that. I just don't think we can force parents to pay when they might not be able to.
Oh, you don't agree with sending a certified letter with the bill, like Heather has suggested?
I, you know what? I love your energy, Heather. And I think that obviously the class, I'm sure, has benefited from you last year. And I'm sure this year, again, for you, you know, taking the initiative to get people involved. However, there is a very big difference from being an organizer to being an enforcer, right? And that might be things even that you can't foresee of how that would change or whatever. I wonder what people think.
Is Heather out of line for wanting to take it to the next level and billing this family to get some response?
Whose side are you on? Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999.
I forgot what the third C was. Community, contribution.
Yeah, community.
Contribution. Oh, we're going to have to.
I got community and contribution. I got those too. But I mean, listen, it's a big deal to Heather.
Yeah. All right. So Heather and Steve, they having a disagreement. Heather is a class mom. She was a class mom last year. There was one child in the class that the parents never responded to emails, never responded to calls, and Heather put in the money to cover for their child. And now that same child is in the class this year. She's the classroom mom again. Mm-hmm. And she says she wants to bill the parents to get their attention, saying, you know, I paid for your kid last year. I just need to get your attention. Like, why won't you respond to me?
I mean, getting a certified letter in the mail. feels like something official, right? Like you're signing for something and it almost feels like you're being served. And that's exactly what she wants to do to these other parents. And Steve says, you cannot do that. He says, listen, I get it. It's annoying. It's frustrating. They've never gotten back to you or any other parent in the class. However, we have no way of knowing what's going on with this child at that house, what that environment is, and what they need or cannot be a contribution to.
Yeah, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jessica, whose side are you on?
Oh, I am on the student side. I'm a teacher in an inner city school, and I see so many children that just don't have what they need to, you know, have equity in school. And I feel like the adults surrounding need to provide in some way, somehow. There's so many opportunities for fundraising. There's school funds that offer extra dollars that cover field trips or anything that the students would need but wouldn't be able to have. And I don't feel like after COVID and after everything that people have been through, I don't feel like putting a financial burden on them for their child to be included is appropriate.
Right, but is it really her position to put that money in? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couples court. She says she believes in the three C's: community, connection, and contribution. That's why she's been the classroom mom for the last 2 years. But last year, there was a boy in her son's class who the parents never responded to emails, phone calls, never sent in a penny. So she covered his costs. Guess what? This year, again, the child is in the class.
Mm-hmm.
The couple's court verdict is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Anna and Raven.
Heather says, costs are up and I don't want to go through this again. She wants to send a certified letter to the parents billing them for last year and putting on the total for this year, too, to be paid up front. Steve says, that's impossible. You can't do it. It's totally inappropriate.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Joyce, whose side are you on?
I am on the father's side. If I was the parent, I would think she is so overwhelming and overbearing, and I would avoid her at all costs. I have been in the position where I could not afford to send my child on field trips, and she didn't go. Nobody else paid for her, and then said, hey, I want you to pay me back.
Yeah.
I think it's rude, and if she wants to help, that's what she should do. But she should not be saying, I want my money back now after I helped you.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of parts of what you're saying that I totally agree with. The only thing that's, you know, never responding, right? Like before last year when these programs or whatever were going in place, just say, hey, listen, we're not going to be taking part, right?
But, like, yeah, but and that's fine. And I agree, because when people don't respond, it's maddening to me.
Yes.
But it's also not her responsibility. Like, that is an administrator's job. That is somebody at the school's job. That is not her job. Her right. job is to help make the teacher's life easier.
Oh, three C's.
Jody, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I'm a former class parent as well as a New York City public school teacher, and there are plenty of kids that either can't afford it or the parents have different religious beliefs and or cultural beliefs and just don't want to participate. So I am on the husband's side. I'm also happy to Venmo the woman $100 to offset the cost so this child could participate in every activity.
You know what? You're very, very sweet and genuine. And really, our pushback is like, you know, if the other parents knew what was going on, right, they would be happy to take care of this. But thank you. That's very, very nice.
We appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
Definitely on the father's side. When my son was in high school years and years ago, one of his friends, the parents were degenerates, okay? They didn't look out for the kid. They didn't care about the kid. The kid was a mess. I took the kid on vacations with us, you know, paid out of pocket to get the kid clothes, food. The kid stayed at our house for a year and a half. Finally became of age to get out of the house and, you know, made something of himself. You just don't know the situation the child's in or the parent's situation.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Steve, our audience agreed with you. Heather, you took it upon yourself to be the class mother. You took it upon yourself to cover these expenses. And they felt that it seemed out of line for you to try to reach out to the family and send a certified letter. It should have been handed over to the teachers and the principal at the beginning, and they could have handled it. Maybe they have a budget for it. This wasn't your position to do all these things.
Well, they don't understand the three C's. And, you know, if that's how they feel, I mean, that's, you know, I have to respect that. As a class mom, I understand that when more people agree with you than don't, you know, you have to move forward in that direction.
Steve, you're fine for pickup. You won't have to hide your head in shame or anything like that.
No more sunglasses at parent pickup. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would be angry, too. I would be upset, but,
right.
You know.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,700 thanks to T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. All right, Molly, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, so today I made it themed. It's all fast food related, okay?
Okay.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Molly. Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks.
So Raven's going to walk out of here. That door is going to close. He can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, fast food related. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready?
Ready.
Number 1, Burger King is going Addams Family themed for Halloween. And they revealed there's going to be a purple Whopper bun inspired by Wednesday, a Morticia cookie chocolate shake, Gomez's churro fries. But what's the name of Wednesday's brother that didn't get anything?
Oh, I don't know.
Number 2, for the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants, Wendy's will finally be selling the Krabby Patty. What is the name of Mr. Krabs' restaurant in SpongeBob SquarePants?
The Krabby Patty.
Number 3, McDonald's introduced the Chicken Big Mac, and it'll be available starting on the 10th this month. It's the same as a regular beef Big Mac, but with fried chicken instead. How many slices of bread are there in a Big Mac?
3.
And number 4, a new report found that fast food restaurant with the slogan Live Mas has the fastest drive-thru, but it isn't the most accurate. What place is that?
Taco Bell.
And number 5, surprisingly, Habit Burger & Grill, a Southern California fast food restaurant, was named the number 1 fast food burger in the country. And they're trolling another famous California chain for coming in number 2, with billboards making fun of them for being number 2. What company is that, the number 2 restaurant?
In-N-Out.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
3 out of 5 for Molly.
Okay, let's see how I do.
Number 1, Burger King is going Addams Family for Halloween, and they revealed a purple Whopper bun inspired by Wednesday, a Morticia cookie chocolate shake, Gomez's churro fries, but Wednesday's brother didn't get anything. What's his name?
Pugsley is her brother.
Pugsley,
I'd like
correct.
A lurch large fry would be pretty good.
There's a Things Rings, which are Things, the onion rings.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
Number 2, for the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants, Wendy's will finally be selling the Krabby Patty. Okay. What's the name of Mr. Krabs' restaurant in SpongeBob SquarePants?
The Krusty Krab.
That's right. Number 3, McDonald's introduced the Chicken Big Mac, and it's going to be available starting on the 10th this month. It's the same as a regular beef Big Mac, but with fried chicken instead. How many slices of bread are there in a Big Mac?
There's 3 in the bun. I tried to order the Chicken Big Mac yesterday. They would not give it to me.
Because it's not available to the 10th. Did you not just hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but they should have been clearer when they sent me an email.
All right, number 4. A new report found that the fast food restaurant with the slogan Live Mas has the fastest drive-thru, but it's not the most accurate. What place is that?
I can testify that that is accurate, that statement anyways. Taco Bell.
Okay. And number 5. Surprisingly, Habit Burger & Grill, a Southern California fast food restaurant, was named the number 1 fast food burger in the country. And they're trolling another famous California chain for coming in number 2 with billboards making fun of them for being number 2.
Yeah.
What company is that?
I mean, if I had to guess, California Burger, I'm going to say In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is correct. It's actually hilarious. Next to every In-N-Out, they bought the billboards.
Yeah.
And they said congratulations to In-N-Out for being number 2 and then put their logo as the number 1. All right, I'm sorry, Molly. He beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you. I'm Molly, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,800 come Monday, Anna.